You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Welcome back. You're listening to DeVell. It's currently minus five. That was Renee Zellweger and Tom Cruise. I forgot the movie title right now, where Jerry Maguire, that's what it was, where they coined the phrase, you had me at hello. Very, very sweet. This morning, we're going to be chatting with Shannon Tebb. She's a boutique matchmaker and dating expert. Shani in the city. Hi, Shani. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, DeVell.
Hi. So, you know, Canadians have been gearing up to find a lasting partner ahead of Valentine's Day, and they've been told they've got to be prepared to shell out dollars to woo their beau, according to findings by a new Bank of Montreal survey actually published on Thursday, that Canadians on average are spending $173 per date. The survey of some 2,500 adults found this, and that includes the cost of transportation, food, drinks, tickets, grooming, and everything for the occasion. So, you know, roughly two in five single respondents to this survey said they left a first date feeling it was a waste of time and money. A similar proportion, about 38%, have said that the dating costs have affected their ability to reach their financial goals. Shani, what are some ways people can save money dating or date and not break the bank?
Yeah, so definitely the cost of dating has gotten expensive. So it's really about being intentional with the date planning and choosing cost-effective ways. So for instance, meeting for a day date, maybe it's brunch or a hike. If you're meeting for drinks, taking advantage of local happy hour spots that offer that from 4 to 7. So you get that discounted drinks and appetizers to share. You can plan an activity date like skating on the harbor front, or meet for a nice coffee at like the Ace Hotel or One Hotel. So research local festivals happening in the city as well, or art galleries that are free to attend. Again, like dating doesn't have to be super expensive. You just have to prepare.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So what do you say, though, about the notion that for some people, I think I recently heard someone say that going out for a walk isn't a real date. What do you say to that?
Well, yes. I mean, going for a walk isn't super romantic, but it isn't a bad idea if you choose a scenic area like somewhere like Hyde Park or the Distillery, a spot that has a bit of action like Kensington Market, Queen West. So rather than just making it a walking date, you can stop and grab a coffee, or you can get food at like a cool place like Waterworks or The Well. So again, it doesn't have to just be a walking date. You should have a destination and like a lead up to a second event.
Perfect. No, that sounds like a great idea. You know, there was an article actually, globalnews.ca was asking a question of how much a man should spend on a first date. It's interesting that it's coined about the man and not necessarily woman, but there's yeah. that. What is a reasonable amount of money that men, again, interesting that we're saying men, should expect to spend when going out on a first date?
So if you're choosing like drinks and you're meeting at like a casual bar or a pub, the bill can range anywhere from $50 to $70, or if you're going to a higher-end lounge, it could be $80 to $120, including tip and tax. Also, if you're adding food onto that, that could go up another $20 to $50. So again, it's not like you always have to meet for the dinner and drinks or the appetizers. You could give your date options to have a day date where you can plan an activity. So you're really in charge of planning what's comfortable for you, yet you still want to make it a fun experience.
That makes sense. And so what do you think about this notion that, I mean, it's funny, though, you know, the way the survey is set up about the man is going to spend on the first date. So what are your thoughts about them going Dutch and splitting? Or what are your thoughts about the woman covering the date?
Well, see, I still believe in courtship and, you know, old school ways of dating. So I think it is nice for the gentleman to cover the first portion of the date. But if you continue on, maybe you go for, you know, a nightcap where the female says, hey, I'm going to cover those drinks.
Right.
So you can definitely like take care of the person at another time. It's not always about the guy paying all the time.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, it is sort of funny that we do still have that old school way of thinking, you know,
yes.
Everything else is, you know, we want everybody to do everything. But in this one category, we do still expect the men to pick up the tab on the first date. I don't know. It's just the way it is, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what would be some of your ideas for couples to do? Actually, no, for singles, actually. Actually, no, yeah. What would your idea? What should couples do on Valentine's Day? What are some of your ideas?
So if you want to kind of save money, you could celebrate from home. So if you're a couple who likes to, you know, if you're fun and you want to have an interactive experience, why not do a karaoke night? Belt out your favorite songs off of YouTube. You could cook a romantic dinner together and create like a theme night, whether it's like Mexican or Italian. You could surprise your partner with their favorite ball of wine. Or you could venture out on a day trip, you know, go for a day adventure, explore a small town, catch the sunset, do something kind of fun and creative. It doesn't have to be all about lavish gifts and spending a ton of money.
Beautiful. That sounds great. You know, also in this study, they said roughly 3 in 5 Canadians say they're not willing to pay for dating apps or a matchmaker to help them find a partner. Among those who were open to spending on the service, they said that they'd spend about $16 per year. So how can people save money meeting people instead of paying for dating apps?
Well, definitely, it's all about meeting people in real life if you don't want to invest in matchmaking or dating apps. So you have to put yourself out there. You have to join events that are tailored to your interests. So maybe you love design, so you go to an interior design show, or you support a local charity gala, which is going to bring out a large crowd of people. If you're a foodie, you could try this new app called Time Left, where you join weekly dinner parties at a local restaurant and you have dinner with 5 strangers. So everything's organized for you. You just show up and you meet 5 new people.
Cool.
Another app is called Thursday, which is a large singles-only party that you can attend every Thursday at a different bar or nightclub. So that's another great way to meet new people. Or join a wellness community. I'm a huge fan of Othership. I love it. You could take a dance class, join a local running group, cycling group. So there's definitely ways that you can meet people without investing in a dating app.
Beautiful. That sounds great. Thanks, Shani, for showing us so many different ideas of how we can save money. It's been great chatting with you again.
My pleasure.
Awesome dating.